Jewelry photography props play a crucial role in creating a strong connection with your clients. To achieve this, it is important to present your jewelry in a way that is both visually appealing and informative. These props help tell a story around the jewelry piece so that customers can connect with it more deeply. Each prop serves a different purpose and can be used in different combinations to create an eye-catching presentation. The most significant thing is that the props complement your jewelry piece, rather than overpowering it and distracting from its beauty. Jewelry photography tools such as lenses, lighting equipment, and background settings will also help you create high-quality images for marketing purposes. Before you show your images to the world, you need to put the finishing touches on them, and the right tools can help you. Dive deeper into this article and learn more about the best props and tools to use on your next jewelry shoot. Jewelry photography tools. What are the necessary tools you need to get started when photographing jewelry? Let's take a look together. Camera. The camera you choose has a big impact on the quality and detail of your photos, which in turn can affect how customers perceive your products. With so many options available, it can be difficult to select the camera best suited to your needs. The first aspect to consider when picking a camera for jewelry product photography is resolution. A higher resolution camera will capture more detail and allow you to zoom in on specific areas without losing focus. It also gives you more flexibility in scaling images for different platforms or print materials. Keep in mind, however, that higher resolution usually means larger files and longer processing times. For this purpose, we recommend a DSLR camera, as it's one of the best and most affordable alternatives on the market today. Jewelry lightbox. When it comes to taking high-quality pictures of your jewelry, a lightbox is a useful tool. A jewelry lightbox is designed to provide uniform illumination and minimize shadows, facilitating the capture of clear and detailed images of your products. When choosing a jewelry lightbox, it is important to consider the size of your products. You should pick a lightbox that is large enough to accommodate all types of jewelry, from small earrings to large necklaces. Furthermore, look for a lightbox with adjustable LED lights, so you can control the intensity and direction of the lighting as needed. Tripod. To take the perfect shot of a piece of jewelry, a photographer requires the right tools, and one of the most essential tools for this purpose is a tripod. A tripod essentially helps stabilize the camera and ensure that it remains steady throughout the photo shoot. When deciding on a tripod for jewelry photography, there are several things to consider. First, you need to select a tripod that can support the weight and size of your camera. Moreover, look for tripods with adjustable legs, so you can customize them to your needs. To shoot from different angles, make sure the tripod head can be adjusted to multiple angles. Lens. Choosing the right lens can make a big difference in the final result. It is possible to capture fine details and textures with the proper lens, which will make your jewelry stand out. So, how do you pick the right lens for your jewelry photography? First, think about your audience's needs and preferences. Do you want to photograph your jewelry up close or from a distance? Do you want to highlight certain features of the jewelry, such as its color or texture? Answering these questions will help you choose the right lens. Second, consider purchasing a macro lens if you want to capture intricate details of your jewelry. Macro lenses have a shallow depth of field that allows you to focus precisely on small objects. 360-degree stand. With a 360-degree stand, you can photograph your jewelry from all angles and get a detailed look at the product. To use this tool effectively, first place your jewelry on the rotating platform. Then position the camera at an appropriate height and distance from the object. Make sure the camera is in the center of the tripod to make sure it rotates perfectly. When you start taking pictures, take several shots from different angles, front, back, sides, top, and bottom, and use different lighting settings if necessary. Post-processing software. Post-processing software has a great impact on improving the images captured during photography. However, with so many tools available, you need to carefully choose which one to use. One post-processing software we recommend for jewelry product photography is Adobe Photoshop. With this tool, you can change the color, size, and sharpen of your images, all of which will help you get the most out of them. The content-based fill function of this software also lets you remove unwanted objects from your images, making it an excellent choice for retouching jewelry. However, if you want batch processing, Capture One and Adobe Lightroom are often good choices for jewelry photographers. These two programs have a reputation for producing high-quality images with exceptional detail and color accuracy. Jewelry photography props. Props can serve as the bridge between you and your viewer's feelings, and here are the best and most practical elements you can use. Enjoy! Bowl for shaping. A bowl can be used in a variety of ways to create different effects on your product photos and make them interesting. The bowl can be used to create a sculptural effect by incorporating the jewelry piece into the shell, resulting in a smooth, circular surface. This technique is great if you want to highlight the texture or pattern of your jewelry. Necklace stand. Necklaces tend to get tangled and knotted together, making photography an absolute nightmare. This is where jewelry photography props come into play. One such tool that can save you a lot of time is a necklace stand. A necklace stand is essentially a tiny mannequin with a long neck that holds your jewelry in place while you take pictures of them. It provides the perfect solution for displaying necklaces without knots or tangles and makes taking photos much more efficient. Ring holder. A ring holder can add depth and interest to your photos while showing off your products to their best advantage. To use a ring holder effectively in jewelry photography, you must first choose the right type of holder. There are a variety of holders available, from simple metal rings to elaborate wood or ceramic designs. When choosing a holder, pay attention to the style and color of your jewelry. You want something that will complement your pieces, not distract from them. Jewelry stand. Jewelry stands are an emerging topic when it comes to props for jewelry photography that add a touch of elegance and sophistication to your photos. But how do you use a jewelry stand in product photography for jewelry? First, position the stand in front of a soft background that will not distract from the jewelry on display. Then, choose the right size of the stand. If your jewelry is small, you should use a smaller stand so that it doesn't get lost in the space. Third, think about lighting. Natural light is always best, but if you need to shoot indoors, make sure you have enough artificial light sources or invest in studio lights. White cotton gloves. Jewelry is a luxury product that deserves to be presented in the best possible way. When it comes to jewelry photography, white cotton gloves play an important role in giving it an extra touch of class and elegance. Handling jewelry with white cotton gloves during a photo shoot not only offers extra security, but also enhances the overall appearance of the pictures. This hand modeling technique creates a sense of luxury and sophistication and makes the jewelry look even more precious than it already is. Organic props. Organic props are natural, textured materials such as leaves, stones, flowers, liquids, and wood that provide a visually appealing contrast to the shiny metals of your jewelry. A rustic theme is a good way to use organic props in your jewelry product photography. This style often features earth tones and natural elements like feathers or leaves. You can use this type of prop to highlight the texture of your product's metalwork and draw attention to details in the jewelry. Another idea is to incorporate organic props that reflect the season. For example, you could incorporate colorful autumn leaves into photos for fall-themed jewelry collections. In winter photo shoots, you might include pine cones or evergreen branches for a festive touch, and so on. Reflective tabletop. A reflective tabletop can greatly enhance the look and feel of your jewelry photos. Reflective surfaces are ideal for highlighting intricate details and adding depth to your images. The first step in using a reflective tabletop is choosing the right type of surface. You can choose from a variety of materials such as glass, acrylic, or even metal plates with a mirrored surface. Pick a surface that's right for catching the light and making your jewelry shine. This will create a beautiful reflection that will add dimension to your image. Conclusion. All in all, what should you take away from this article? Props and tools can help you achieve high-quality images with perfect lighting and focus, while the right tools can help highlight the beauty and uniqueness of your jewelry. Experiment with different textures and backgrounds for your props to give your images a unique look. As for jewelry photography tools, investing in a good camera, lenses, a light box, and more is key to getting detailed shots of your jewelry. but what if all of this hassle could be taken off your shoulders? At Wellpix, we can make every creative idea a reality, cheaper and faster than you've ever seen before. Learn more about the breakthrough technology that allows us to create your marketing materials remotely here, and schedule a free consultation call on this link. Frequently asked questions by our customers. Why are props and tools important in jewelry photography? The importance of props and tools in jewelry product photography can be underlined by the connection it establishes with the viewer. This way, you can draw potential buyers closer to your product and its benefits. What lighting tools are recommended for capturing the best images of jewelry? For jewelry lighting, we recommend using natural lighting as much as possible. If, however, this is not possible, try using a light box or other artificial sources. How can props enhance the overall aesthetic of jewelry photographs? Props can enhance the overall aesthetic of jewelry photographs by creating a descriptive background, helping you convey your message easier.